actually, I'm just in charge of ticket sales. Mm-hmm. But it's like all PTA affairs. It means a lot of phone calls. Yeah, you know how I hate talking on the telephone. Honestly, all those women who spend half their life gabbing into a phone. Well, I hate to mention names, actually. But take Edna. She had me on the phone a whole hour this morning about nothing, absolutely nothing. Mm. Oh, some nonsense about Lydia Carver's daughter's wedding. Mm-hmm. What? Over 500 people, would you believe it? And who do you think's going to do the catering? What, Alice? Oh, Alice, I can't. I've got an angel food cake in the oven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that recipe Margaret Winton gave us. Yes, except I used more butter and eggs. Well, she never wants your cake to be as good as hers, so she never gives you the exact ingredients. No. What on fire? Oh, Jeff.
What? Oh, what'd I do? Did I do that? I'm sorry. Hey, you can give me my piece from over here. Because I like skinny angel food cake. No kidding.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. The cake... Well, you might say it's a fallen angel. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Hey, Mom, maybe you can level it off with frosting. You know, put a whole lot over here and not too much over here, and then it'll be all level and...
Mother, do you know where the...
Oh, Jeff! I wanted to wear this tomorrow. I especially pressed it.
Well, I'm sorry. I just didn't look.
Oh, you never look, and you're always sorry. Oh, Mother, Lisa has the same dress, and we wanted to wear it for the tryouts at the talent show tomorrow.
Oh, honey, don't worry about it. I'm putting some things in the machine later.
Oh, thank you, Mother. What happened? Don't tell me. I can guess.
Jeff.
I'm sorry.
What for?
I don't know, just for whatever I did.
I just wanted to ask him if he'd seen the paper. Oh, where's Jeff?
I just called him. He'll be down. Oh. Honey, I've been thinking. We should be more gentle with Jeff.
He's fragile.
We jump on him for everything he does. We're always telling him when he's done something wrong. He's beginning to think his name is Old Jeff.
Jeff's not a hothouse flower, Mother.
I know that, but... couldn't we make a special effort to be nice to him?
All right, I suppose there's no reason why we... Well, hello, Jeff.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Jeff.
What'd I do now?
Oh, nothing, honey. It's just that you... You look so nice and neat.
Positively handsome.
Dashing.
It's your hair, I think.
That's what it is. It's different.
It's combed or something.
Did you use something of your father's on it?
No, something of mine. Airplane glue. You see, the bottle slipped out of my hand.
Jeff, how could a bottle of glue slip out of your hand and into your hair?
Oh, it was easy. You see... The shower head came off, and I was there, and I was going to fix it with the glue, you know? And...
I see.
Well, we all have accidents.
Some got on the rug.
Well, it'll come up, I think.
I tried.
Oh, good, honey.
With bleach. It took the color out.
Well, it's your rug in your room, and if you don't mind a white spot on it, we certainly don't, do we, dear?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, well, it's not white anymore. I poured some ink on it, and it's practically the same color. Practically.
It was very inventive of you.
It certainly was. I...
Ha ha ha. guess it wasn't completely dry. I've done it again. I'm sorry.
I brought you a sandwich, honey. You didn't eat very much for dinner.
I wasn't very hungry, I guess.
Jeff, gee, you did a wonderful job on this. Why, it's great.
Mom, that's Pete's. This is mine.
Oh, well, it's certainly different looking, isn't it?
It's a mess, and you know it.
Jeff, you could have fixed it up.
Oh, sure, like I fixed the rug and Mary's blouse and your cake. I'm a great little old fixer.
Honey, you didn't do any of those things on purpose. We all make mistakes.
Not like me. I'll probably grow up to be a house wrecker.
You'll grow up to be just fine. You're just going through a phase. Adolescence, and sometimes it can be very difficult.
With me, it's impossible.
Do you know what my mother used to say? I was the only person she ever knew who could trip while sitting down.
Really?
I'll never forget. One time she had a house full of guests, and I talked her into letting me pour the coffee. And she said, all right, Donna, but for heaven's sake, be careful and don't pour the coffee all over yourself.
And you did?
No. I poured it all over Mrs. Norcutt, and she was wearing a white lace dress.
Sounds like me.
Well, I didn't turn out too bad, did I?
You turned out okay, Mom.
Well, when you finish your homework, you can come down and watch television if you want.
Okay, Mom, maybe I will.
Well?
Well, he's crushed. He feels he can't do anything right.
Oh, don't worry about it, darling. He'll get over it.
Oh, sure. Bury your problems and they'll go away. Now, Alex, you know that isn't true. Jeff may be all right in a few weeks, but supposing the problem crops up years from now, when he gets married. Just think of the girl that he marries. She'll have to cope with a crushed ego.
Why not let her mother worry?
Now, Alex, this is serious. Honey, I want you to make a real effort to build up his ego. I mean, look for things to praise him for. Please, honey.
Yes, doctor. Mind not to reason why, mind but to do it.
I finished my homework.
Fine, great, wonderful.
If you want to see it.
No, Jeff, I'm sure it's fine. And you finished in record time, too.
Okay, I did skip history. If you want to see it, I'll...
Jeff, your father isn't accusing you. He's praising you.
He is?
That's right.
You mean I can still watch TV?
Of course.
Oh, good. There's no movie that I wanted to see. Jimmy Cagney. You... No good. Double cross.
Alex, did you see that?
Did I see what?
But Jeff, do it again.
Do what?
The imitation you just did of Jimmy Cagney.
What imitation?
Oh, Jeff, don't be so modest. Turn this off. Now, come on. I want you to show your father. Do it again. Now, go on.
You... No good. Double cross.
Alex, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, wonderful.
Honey, I'm just amazed. I didn't know you had talent as a mimic. Did you, Alex?
No, I can't say that I did.
Can you do anyone else?
I don't know. I never tried. I mean, I messed around in front of the mirror, but... Do you really think they're good?
Oh, honey, they're so good. I'm amazed.
I'm shocked.
We'll see if you can recognize this one. Now see here. I've been on this staff for a good many years.
Marvelous. And you'll tell me, Lionel Barrymore.
No, it was Mr. Harnick, the school principal.
Of course, Mr. Harnick. You know Mr. Harnick, Alex.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, who's this? Jeffrey. Jeffrey, come here this instant. I want to speak to you.
Mrs. Harnick.
Oh, Alex, it was Betty Davis, wasn't it, dear?
No, it was Mrs. Harnick.
No, I never even met her.
She runs the school cafeteria.
Oh.
Who do you want me to do now?
How about Houdini?
What'd he do?
He disappeared. It's just a little joke.
Hey, I just thought up another one that I can do pretty good.
Who is it, honey?
Well, I have to prepare for this one.
Darling, don't you think you're pushing this thing a little too far?
Operation Buildup.
Mother, Dad, would you like to see the little act that Lisa and I are going to do for the PTA talent show? We've been rehearsing for over an hour.
Where is Lisa?
Oh, she's not here. We've been rehearsing on the phone. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, honey, we'd love to see it.
Okay. Now, first we come out. Daddy. Now, first I say. After years of research on the topic at hand, then Lisa says, we stayed our position, we've taken our stand. Our rock and roll songs, you say, don't make sense. But let's take a trip into your musical past tense. Then the music starts. I scream, you scream.
I'm ready.
Jeff, I'm right in the middle of our act.
Mary, excuse me, I forgot. We promised to watch Jeff do something, and we'd love to watch you as soon as we're finished watching Jeff.
But I'm right in the middle.
Honey, you can get back into it. You were about up to ice cream.
Oh, brother. And I do mean you. Okay, now this here's an impersonation. You guess who?
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to shoot you with my gun and push you over the cliff.
Marvelous, Jeff. Who was that supposed to be?
Mary, you know who it was.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Now, I don't think Jeff knows either.
Well, that shows how much you know. It was Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre? You must be kidding. It didn't sound anything like Peter Lorre.
I thought it was perfect, Peter Lorre. Didn't you, Alex?
Oh, Peter Lorre couldn't have done it any better.
You must be kidding. He's terrible.
I think Mom and Dad know more about this than you do, Mary. Hey, you know, while I was out of the room, I thought up another terrific imitation.
Jeff, why don't you and Mary go out and get some milk and cookies for us,
Okay.
Jeff, I mean, why waste your wonderful talents on us? Why don't you go and audition for the PTA talent show?
Maybe I will.
Well, you've got your happy old Jeff back again. You satisfied?
Well, I admit those imitations are pretty hard to take, but it's worth it.
What parents go through.
Mother, Dad, you've got to stop him.
What is it?
Stop who?
Jeff!
Stop him from what?
Disgracing all of us. He's going down tomorrow and try out for the PTA talent show.
Very good, Amelia. Very good. Oh, no. Now, don't put the Southern Mansion there. That's where we're doing the Eskimo number. Oh, dear. No, leave it there. The Eskimo number does go on the other side.
Hello, Mrs. Lovelier.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, how nice to see you. How are the tickets going?
Oh, just fine.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, everything is going wrong.
Oh?
Yes. You remember Mr. Baker?
Yes.
He was supposed to play I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles on the bicycle pump. We lost him. He sprained his arm fixing a tire.
Well, I know you must have very serious problems.
And I have three little girls playing the piano. They're all playing Rustle of Spring. Can you imagine that? No one knows another song. Show business. I just don't know how George Abbott can stand it. No. Southern Bells. Wait your turn. It's the Eskimo number first. Oh, no, dear. It's the other way around.
Mrs. Lovner.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, I'm telling you that you're going to be so proud of Mary. She and Lisa are doing a wonderful number in the show.
Oh, Well, thank you, but I wanted to talk to you about Jeff.
Oh, yes, Jeff. He was here just a little while ago. He wants to do an act in the show.
Yes, I know. And I thought...
Well, I hope you're not too upset that we can't use him.
Well, the doctor and I... You can't use him?
The show's filled up. We can't take another number.
Well...
Well, what can I do?
Did you tell Jeff that he couldn't be in the show?
Yes.
How did he take it?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hey, Mom, did Miss Lumner tell you?
Yes. I hope you're not too disappointed.
Me? No. When they're full up, they're full up. You can't fight it.
That's the way to look at it.
It's a shame, though. My imitations would have gone over big.
Imitations?
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
Well, don't ask me. Ask my mom.
Yes, they're good.
Mom, you said they were great.
Well, they're great.
I respect your judgment, Mrs. Stone. And being as we've lost the bicycle pump number, a mimic might do nicely in the show.
But you said the program was filled. You just said so yourself.
Well, we could take the three little girls who play Russell of Spring, and they could all play together.
Oh, that's great. Then you mean I'm in the show?
Yes, you come to rehearsal this afternoon, Jim.
Oh, thanks. I'll be there. Good night, Mrs. Calabash. You know, I don't want to brag, but I was watching some of the other acts, and boy, they really drag. It's a good thing they got me in the show, if I do say so myself.
Don't you think you could show a little more modesty, Jeff?
Well, I'm just saying what you and Mom said. I'm pretty good.
Oh, honey, I know we said it, but don't you think you...
Nah, little Caesar wouldn't like that. See, see, you better fall in line, see? Edward G. Robinson.
Honey, didn't Edward G. Robinson have a little more,
Yeah. I give the yardage. Yeah. Mom, you stick to the mashed potatoes and I'll do the impersonations.
Okay.
Hey, I just got a new idea for the act.
How come you haven't even had your dessert?
Oh, I know. Have biscuit. We'll travel.
I think I may disown him.
That's the easy way out.
We can't just let Jeff get up on that stage and disgrace us all.
What's more important is what it'll do to Jeff if he makes a fool of himself in front of that audience.
And he will.
He'll feel terrible.
Just when we've built up his confidence.
I think we've overbuilt. Don't worry.
I'll handle it. Always takes a man to finish what a woman starts.
I'll overlook that insult if you have a plan that will really work.
Leave it to the master.
Well, you see, fellas, it's like this. I don't want to get mad or anything like that, but who's the wise guy who put the dynamite in my lunchbox? Oh, hiya, Dad. How's that?
Fine, fine. You know, close your eyes and you could swear you're in the same room with Edward G. Robinson.
Dad, it was Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yes. Well, I always get Stewart and Robinson mixed up. Oh. Look alike.
Dad, you don't know anything about show business.
Well, I guess you're right. Oh, by the way, Jeff, I've managed to clear some time and you know how you've been after me about fishing. So what do you say I make a reservation at the lodge and we can spend a couple of days fishing, just the two of us?
Hey, great! When?
Well, I think we could make it this weekend.
Oh, swell! Oh, boy, I'll finally get a chance to try out those... This weekend?
Yeah, they say the weather's going to be great, the fish are really biting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, but the show is this weekend.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you know, Jeff, you know how tough it is for me to find a free weekend, and, well, I thought fishing was pretty important.
Well, I couldn't do it to him, Dad. You see, I'm the only act that's comedy. They're counting on me to get the laughs.
They're counting on you to get the laugh?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
But, Jeff,
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Dad, but you know what they say? The show must go on.
But...
Sorry, Dad. Some other time, maybe.
I just went by his room. He was doing an imitation of Jolson. I don't think he's ever heard him.
What difference does that make? Can't recognize any of his impressions anyway.
When I think of that boy up in front of an audience.
I got so desperate, I even thought of taking out his tonsils so he could be in the hospital.
Dad, that's a wonderful idea. Why not take them out?
He had them out when he was 3 years old.
Isn't there something else you could take?
No, Mary.
Well, there's one little ray of hope. He can only make a fool of himself for 5 minutes on stage, and then it's all over.
Hey, Mom, I just got my act worked out. You think 45 minutes is too long for me to be on the stage?
45 minutes?
I guess you're right. I'll have to cut it down to 30 minutes. I don't want to hog the whole evening. Hey, Dad, I want a big ending, you know, an old song, something sentimental. You got any ideas?
Don't ask me. The only song I know all the way through is Drink to Me Only.
Well, how's it go?
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
That's okay, Dad. I'll get it someplace else.
Alex, I never knew you had such a marvelous singing voice.
Me?
Daddy?
What's the joke? I haven't sung since I was in the high school glee club.
Mom, Dad's a pretty good doctor, but as a singer...
I have a wonderful idea.
What?
Well, I was talking to Miss Lovner the other day, and she said that they have plenty of people who can dance and play musical instruments, and, well, there's Jeff's imitations, but what they really need is a good singer.
Mom, you're not thinking of putting Dad in that show to sing.
Well, it's just what the show needs.
Oh.
Of course, Dad, you've got to do it.
Yes, I mean, you'd be ashamed to hide a talent like yours.
Mom, Dad just said he hasn't sung since high school.
Well, I guess it's like riding a bicycle. Once you learn how to do it, you never forget it.
Honey, sing it again for us. Come on, all the way through.
All right. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine.
Dad, you're not really thinking of singing that in the talent show, are you?
Why not? My voice is as good as it ever was.
First
and from...
Dad!
Yes, Jeff?
I've been thinking.
What about?
Well, remember what you said about us going fishing? Just the two of us? Well, maybe that isn't such a bad idea after all.
What about your act?
Oh, well, they can get along without me. I mean, if Dad's willing to give up his song, then that's the least I could do for him.
No.
Oh, Dad, please. Dad, to tell the truth, I've been talking pretty big. When I think of getting up in front of all those people and doing my imitations, I get goosebumps.
You know something, Jeff? When I think of getting up there and singing in front of all those people, I kind of get goosebumps myself. All right, we'll go fishing.
Oh, great. Hey, did you say they're really biting up there?
Oh, they're jumping right into the boat.
Oh, good. I gotta go see where my rod is. Hey, Mom, is it in the closet?
Yes, dear.
Mother, you are a genius.
Not really, honey. It's just that it always takes a woman to untangle a situation when a man can't do it.
Honey, I was a little hasty in giving up my career in show business.
Drink to me only with honor.
And this reporter can honestly say this was the best PTA talent show we've ever had. I don't suppose he's prejudiced because three of his own kids were in it, do you?
Oh, honey, it was a wonderful show.
We took 6 curtain calls, Daddy.
Oh, I'm sorry we missed it. But, you know, fishing trips can be important, too.
They certainly can.
Mom, you should have been up there with us. I caught more fish than Dad.
Well, maybe that's because you're a better fisherman than he is.
Nothing of the kind, just plain luck.
Oh. Well, I gotta go now.
Thanks for the breakfast. It was most delicious.
That was Hugo, our guide.
He's still trying to do imitations. And still just as bad.
It just happens you're both wrong. That's exactly the way Hugo talks.
Thank you. been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.